USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General William Barr says President Trump has fired Jeffrey Berman, the top federal prosecutor in Manhattan, whose office is investigating the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani. He also oversaw the indictment of Giuliani's associates, Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, and prosecuted Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen. Berman had publicly refused to step down. President Trump is distancing himself from the decision to fire him.
That's his department, not my department.
The president spoke just minutes after Barr released a statement saying the president ordered him fired immediately, but the president didn't confirm it.
That's really up to him. I'm not involved.
Barr says Berman has chosen public spectacle over public service. Berman has indicated he plans to fight to keep his job, and he may head to Capitol Hill next week to testify before Congress about it. This is USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by June 30th. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Louisville Metro Police have initiated the process to fire Officer Brett Hankinson, one of the three officers who fired weapons into Breonna Taylor's apartment on March 13th while executing a no-knock search warrant, killing her, according to Mayor Greg Fisher. Interim Police Chief Robert Schroeder accused Hankinson of blindly firing 10 rounds into the apartment. In a letter, Schroeder said, "I find your conduct a shock to the conscience. I'm alarmed and stunned you used deadly force in this fashion." Louisville Urban League President Sadiqa Reynolds says the firing was a long overdue first step in addressing the incident. Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly and Officer Miles Cosgrove, the two other officers who fired their weapons, are currently on administrative assignment. A surge in coronavirus cases is now prompting Houston to increase safety measures. Harris County Judge Linda Hidalgo.
The idea is to see this as a no shirt, no shoes, no mask, no service.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Millions of American fathers will be honored and celebrated on Sunday, but Friday marks 110 years since it was first observed in the United States. The first but unofficial celebration was held for the first time at a YMCA in Spokane, Washington, on June 19, 1910, after a campaign by a 28-year-old resident, Sonora Smart Dodd, for the city to institute a holiday honoring fathers. She first conceived of the idea during a Mother's Day sermon earlier that year. She's known as the mother of Father's Day. Her and her five siblings were raised by a single father after their mother died in childbirth. Dodd asked the city of Spokane to recognize the event on her father's birthday, June 5th. City officials, however, moved it back to June 19th to allow pastors time to prepare the sermons. Father's Day celebrations then spread to other parts of the Pacific Northwest, with Portland, Oregon also suggesting the holiday in 1911. In 1966, President Lyndon B. Johnson issued the first presidential proclamation to recognize Father's Day, and then, in 1972, President Richard Nixon made it a permanent national holiday when he signed the proclamation into law. You can listen to current news, updated hourly, or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news, all the time, at usaradio.com.